coming on tonight. I know this is an extremely difficult day for everybody, so it's a special schus I'm going to just do in order to be mekayim the midst of Talmud Torah, and that we should not give up a week, even though it's Erev Yontif, so everybody has a tour. I'm just going to say one ha'ara in the daf on the sugya of a Shabbos, because I think this is going to be negated to us in the limud over Yontif. So the Gemara has a shaila here of whether or not you can be boil lichatchila on Shabbos. Let me thank both Rav Pesach and Rav Jeff for coming on Erev Yontif when one of the first few sunny days in the last 2 weeks, just to be mekayim the retzifus of limud Torah, special schus. So let's, for a few moments, just have a vart that the island could think about this over Yontif. So the Gemara, the Shaila, Yiboyelhu, Daf Hei, Mao Livel, Betchila, B'Shabbos. Dam Mifkid Pocket, Oichabure, Michbar. Is Dam in a Isha's Rechem? How is it physically placed? is it in the Nivla in the walls, or is it like in a bottle? The Gemara has this fundamental question whether a chasen can be boil a bila rishayna on Shabbos. And there are two reasons to ask this bila. First of all, by doing the bila, you're being isa a pesach on Shabbos. And asiyas a pesach is a iser, one of the lamentas malachais, which one it is, let's say asiyas a pesach is bina for the moment. Another problem is that you're also doing a chabura, which is also usher and Shabbos. According to the Tzad that says that Be'ila is usher mishum chabura, the Gemara's suffix here is, right there, Yibayilhu, ma'al livel b'tchil b'Shabbos. So the shaila here is, it's possible that you make me chabura. According to the iser, that it's sad that it's usser because of chabura, the Gemara suffix then goes on to say whether it's mifka pakid, and therefore the blood can come out without a chabura, or chabura michbar, and therefore it only comes out by being chayvel in the isha's rechem in such a way that it requires chabura to be mighty to dam. Says the Gemara's maskana to all its tzedadim, sees b'chur b'shabbos is aser. The question is why. So there are various mahalchim in the Rishonim. Tosfos says that asiyas chabura is considered to be netilas neshama, which is a tilda of sheichet. Making a chabura is a mini shchita, a mini killing. And therefore, when you're being mighty dam, you are being over the iser of shchita, tilus neshama. There you go. Rashi in Shabbos says that chabura is aser b'shem tzeveya. Ashita mechadeshes says Rashi that you are being tzeveya the basar when the blood hits it. Why? Because the oyer is nitzva in the place of itiyas adam. So the achrenim have a shaila. If in the sugya Rashi holds that chabura is aser misham tzeveya, or is Rashi moida that it is not shayach to be tzeveya with be'ila? So this is the shayla in Shitas Rashi legabi tzeveya. So if Shitas Tosfos shaychet, Shitas Rashi that it is tzeveya, Rashi says this in Shabbos, and the shayla is whether this is applicable to our shaila here too, whether the iser of chabura b'shem tzeveya, or Rashi maybe would say in be'ila, since it's all basically a different construct, maybe there's no tzviya in the case of be'ila. The third shita is shita sarambam, which says that a chabura is aser b'shem mefarek, totally different malacha, mefarek, which is a title of dash. Why? Because the side of dash, we learned this last year, is separation. And by doing this, you are being separating the dam from the guf. So the obvious question is, if the iser Iker of the Isra, the Sayas of the Dam, and not the Sias of Gebura. So why is it Usr Dafka if Dam is Gebura Michvar and not if it's Mifkat Pakin? Saif Kol Saif, the Basra, the Dam is going out. So what's the difference? So let's spend just a few moments here on Erev Yontif discussing some of the questions which are Negea to the three Shitas, Tosis, Rashi, and the Rambam. According to Tosis, that the Isra is a Tilus Neshama because you're being Maitzi Dam, and Dam Hu Anefesh, and even though you're not actually killing the person, but every Hatsas Dam is considered to be enough to be Maitzi. Hold on a second, I have to clear up, make the light a little bit more visible. Give me a second.
So we have a break. Where's the Rav leaving from on Wednesday? Which airport? Which direction?
It's not Newark. It's at JFK. Pesach, I'm going to have to discuss with you offline if you don't mind.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, it would be a wonderful thing we can arrange it because it would be a cover for a Talmud Chacham. It does so much for us. But let's. This is already Tzarchet Tzibra, which we have to talk about when we finish learning here. But give me about 10 minutes. To tell the island a basic shikum of the shittas here. So according to Tosfos, the chilik between dam mifkat pocket and chibur and michbar is it's both in Tilus Neshama. So what's the difference? So obviously Tosfos holds that chibur and michbar is shayach not Tilus Neshama. Why? Because the dam is mechubur to the guf. It's nivla inside in the evarim of the rechem, and therefore that is considered Tilus Neshama. However, opening a bottle, if it's a smifkat pocket, that's not Tilus Neshama. That's the only way you can learn Pshat. That's the only way Tosfos makes sense in the chilek between assuming it's in Tilus Neshama. According to Rashi, Rashi's brought here in Masechta Shabbos in Divrei, in the Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, Divrei Amaschol B'Hachayvel, but page 62, says Rashi, there you go, Rashi on the side. So the Shita brings Rashi's Shita and asks if it's Tzeveya. So it's something Chibur and Michbar and Mifkat Pocket. Tzeveya is a Metzias. The Dam is out. So what's the difference whether it was out through a Chibur or it's out through opening a bottle? This is the Shita's Kash is brought here on page 63. We can trace him with Sasi, Shatirsu is Das Rashi, Shain Shayach Sviel of Darvish by Tirupu Umnis, the Gain Shayach Chabura. Tzviya is a profession like any other professions and requires Tirach and requires professional application. But it's Mifkat Pocket, it's just opening a bottle. Anybody can open a bottle without Tircha. Okay. The Shita asked the Kasha, what about the Chalazin? That there is such a thing, Yechayim Shem Tzevei, even though it's Mifkat Pocket. So he makes a chilek that Damat Chalazin, it has an umnis because in order to get the blood out while it's still alive, the value of the Chalazin blood as a agent for the tzitzis is only when it's alive. That's what the Gemara says. So that, of course, is the highest of all professional tricks to get the blood out while the chalaz is still alive. So the Sheik Tekemetzes kashes on Rashi. The Megina Shleima was a sefer that was written by, I think, the Zedet Pnei Yeshua, if I remember correctly, to defend all Rashi's, all of the kashis that Tosfos and the Chayyim have in Rashi. It's called Magine Shleimai. It's Megan on Rashi. So Rashi has a kasha, a kasha. What's the professional application that required for Mifkat Pocket, for Tzviya? What's the chilek? So he answers the kasha, the Shita B'Kabetchus. He says, Echadabi, Rashi's Tzviya does not apply here. Rashi's Tzviya is only over Sechse Shabbos. Rashi's Bayed B'Ilan, there's no Isra Chibur is not Mishut Tzveya. Rashi agrees with Tosfos to Tzilas Neshama. Only in the case of Kuf Zayin and Shabbos and Shemayin Sharatzim, there the Isra is Tzveya. If you remember, Rashi brings it as a Lishon Achrina. Why? Because there, the Gemara says, it's clearly Yechayiv, even if it's only Nitzra Hadam, under the Bathar, if it didn't go out Lechutz. And Rashi holds it, but Gahai Gavna, and not Shayach, and Tzilas Neshama. Okay, so this is Shitas Rashi. So let's recapitulate. Shitas Tosfos, we have a chilek. We must say that the Netilas Neshama, we have to make a chilek between Chibur and Michbar, which is Netilas Neshama and Mifka Pocket, which is not. According to Rashi, who learns it's Seveya, the Shaila is that negated to Avos Sugi too? Is it only negated to Shabbos? The Shita asks the Kasha, what's if the Yisra Chibur is from Seveya, why is Chibur and Michbar Aser? And that Mifka Pocket should be Mutter, according to the Gemara's explication. What's the difference Seveya Seveya? So he answers the Hanami, Seveya is only Shaykh with his professional application, and therefore that's Chibur and Michbar. But when they're just opening a bottle, that's not a professional. And the Rigir Shami says, not true. Taisa Maidas Rashi's Maidal Gabi Ilu of the Isra Chibura cannot be Tzeveya because it must be Tilz Hashama, like Taisus. Shemaida Sharatzim, there the Isra is Tzeveya because there it's Chayiv, even if there's only the blood is only congealed underneath, like you have a wound. Well, I forgot what the professional word is. Pesach, what's the professional word? Wound. When you got a black and blue mark and the blood is there underneath, but it hasn't gone out lechutz. So Rashi holds that's not Tilz Hashama. Tilz Hashama requires the blood going out.
Ekimosis.
Again?
Ekimosis.
Ekimosis. You see, there's no other shiur you can get an instant answer like that. Let's see the beginning shleimah, just a line or two inside, and I'll conclude with a brief word about Shitas Rabbeinu HaRambam, which requires really a whole chibur on its own, but I'll just set up the over Yontif. You can take a look at the famous raid here. So the Megiddo Shleimer asks, talks about the Kasha, and he says, Chasta leisa tzaddik. Tzaddik means Rashi. She kvanas al chav jesim and adam shim shim tzivea. Hashbar shakubed shmai shiratzim. Only that yisayid of tzivea is only legabashayin shiratzim. And why is that? If you look here on the site, on the second page of page 65, about five lines then, he says, well, that's only in Chalos and not the Shratzim. So the Gina Shlaim basically says that this is limited to that Sugya, and he makes the Chilus between the type of blood and Tils Neshama according to Rashi, in such a case, would require the blood to come out. Okay. Let's conclude here with a very famous Shitas HaRambam. So far we have some Aris and Taisis, some in Rashi. So the action is in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Chabur is Asim Shumafarik, which is a Talmud of Dash. As we explained, Dash means separation. And here you are separating the dab from its source. Let's see how much I can get here in 10 minutes. Let's see. The Cheschinach and the Stipler, I think, we can get in. Okay, so the Rambam is in Halacha Zayin, and the Halacha Mishnah discusses this in a little bit in the Halacha Test. So the Rambam says, tells you the basic chiyav of in lachazai and dash, and yichayev chayin a chayvul where the window of the rivet is chayin a chayvul v'chay sheyesh to oyer chay mishum b'farik. However, she tzarch l'dam because otherwise it's a malach shein tzarich l'gufa. Or makalkal, all the basic principles of Shabbos of malach machshev come into play in these cases. Says the Lech Mishnah that why does the Rambam hold that it's mefarik shita mechudish? So far we've had tils neshama according to Taisus, tzveya according to Rashi. Why did Rambam come up with a new pshat that chabura is mefarik? What was Rambam tils neshama? Says Lech Mishnah that the Rambam holds that tils neshama is only when it's actually tils neshama, when you die. But yitzias adam bovat is not considered to be tils neshama. People lose blood all the time and don't die. Let's see it here on page 67. Umashal Amar Rabbeinu Tam Netilas Neshama. There you go. Beautiful. Afal Pi Shamra Isa B'Gemara. The Gemara in Klal Gadol talks about Netilas Neshama Gabi Chabura. Shem Lomir Lein Chabura Be'Ever El Inim Misa Behechlet. Until Teshama is until Teshama. Means you got to die. Not you lose blood. Yes, it's true. You lose a little blood. So it's Nepter, I said, Bissel, the Neshama. But that's not what Natil Teshama means. Abo B'chabur, Ein Lerm, until Teshama, I said, Makhim, Kedasim, Farshim, Zedek. This is the basic Mahalach in the sheet of why the Rambam would hold this. Ask them in Cheschinach, and the Rambam holds that the Isser of Chabur is Mefarek, so why is it only Usser B'michba Chabur and not Mifka Pocket? Mifka Pocket is just as Mefarek as Chabur and Michbar. You open the bottle, you're being Mefarek, the liquid from its bottle. You make a chabura down there, you're being mefarek the dam from its holder, from its physical holder. So why is that not considered to be mefarek? I'll bring you a rice to the mitzvah. When you milk a behema, it's mefarek, even though the chalav miska pocket. The chalav, sorry, is mifka pocket. That's exactly how you milk a cow. The milk is mifka pocket. It's held in a container. I guess it's what? No, the udder is what gets it out. What's the thing that holds the milk called? Not sure. But ask the Michas Chinuch. So what's the difference between Micha Pocket and Micha Pocket? The Michas Kash is brought on page 68. Tamiya, says Rabbeinu Michas Chinuch. I have a wonderment. I don't understand. Eich, Yafar, Sugis, Hashastik, Subis. Im Tim Salim, Adam, Micha Pocket. Adam, Atzarech. Eich, Shari. Im Micha Pocket, Litzarech, Dam. Havalei mefarik l'das haram, kimit sarach l'dam in makalkal. V'odam gam kein havalei g'dolei karka k'mesh akasal v'chayv v'chaveirai. This is the Minchas Chinuch's kasha. So he leaves it with Tzarchim. If you look here on page 69, this is all in the Maisach Shabbos. Maisach Shabbos is the Maisach Chinuch Chibur. We learned it extensively last year in our Zoom Kail. It's the Maisach Chinuch Chibur on the Lam Tes Malachis. Mekom Wakan, do it around two Matzman. Lam Patri, it's a Dam Avle Mefarek. So the Michas Chinuch gives a teretz a little bit. He says, "Fi mashu b'alamam mustavne around the ba'itzis yesh oyer in those shrotzim with this oyer yesh dam the mifka pocket in any yitzik or megan the oyer keeps the blood in because chaypin oyer dam yitzik you stick a pin into it the dam comes out yesh kain kain dam the blood bleak my shksav there's two types of blood. Abloish neilamayr is those shrotzim do not have kim lechazal the dam mivla bleak. Give the lamar lamani yaitza. They may never make it. There's nothing keeping the blood from coming out. Kach tchalig dam shem bebal chay zem mivliya bili. Mivliya ene chay mishum farak. It cannot be mifarak on this thing. But the beikar the kasha the Michas Chinuch asked on the Rambam was from chaliva, from milking. what about that? L'chayra. When you're milking, it should be the asr mashum mafarik, and there it's the ultimate mikvah pocket. So the Chum Sefer answers as the chilu between milking and dam basulim. Milking, you're doing a mice of piruk. So there, obviously, shayach mafarik, even if it's mifkat pocket. By doing a mice, you're opening a bottle, so you're being mafarik, the liquid from the bottle. Same case, you're being chilev, the behema, you're being mafarik. When it comes to dam basulim, according to the man, the Omer holds dam mifkat pocket. You're not doing a maisa piruk. You don't have to, you know, get a bottle opener and open the bottle. You're being beseach a pesach, and the dam is coming out by itself. And Mela, the only, according to Chabur Michbar, is it considered to be maisa piruk. Otherwise, this would not be a maisa piruk because you're not really doing a maisa. This is some Sefer's chilik. And chayli, we're doing an actual maisa. And here, when it comes to Be'ila, you're opening a pesach. And the blood is coming out derivatively of your maisa. Okay, this is as far of Rabbeinu from Sefer. Let me conclude here with the stipler. This is a beautiful stipler. I see the staff didn't give you the whole shtickle, but it's worth looking at the entire shtickle. But it's a beautiful shtickle, and Chayvla goes through very many issues, both Lamaches and Lamites. I'm going to tell you one svara here. That disciple says to answer the kasha that Achrenim have in the Rambam. that if the Israel Chabur is Mishum Mefarik, according to the Rambam, what's the chil between Chabur and Mifkat Pocket? Says the disciple, the reason why the Shaykh Mefarik, according to Rambam, tells Dam, because the Dam and the Basra are two separate elements. Elements, is that the right word? Two separate things. Elements, right, Pesach? They're two separate elements. The Dam is Nefesh, Chazal, based on a Pasuk, Shadam and Hua Nefesh, considered Dam to be under the category of Nefesh. And Basar is Guf. You'll say, what does that mean? I'm a doctor, one both physical and mitzvahs. No, they're not the same category, says the stipler. Chazal felt that Dam is considered Nefesh and Basar is considered Guf. Therefore, when you'll be Mitzi Dam, it's similar to me to being mefarik amashke from a oichel. You have a fruit which has juice. You're taking the juice out. You're being meitzi the dam. Therefore, mefarik is only shayach. The blood is mamish nivra from chabur and mifcha. Why? Because this dam is considered dam hanefesh. Because it's in your basar. So it's an element of nefesh in your basar. Dam that's mifkat pocket, held in a bottle-like tzura, that dam is not considered to be dam nefesh. A little bit like some cipher, but with a further, deeper beer. No, another few 5 minutes. So he says, the Rambam asks, let's see it here on page 72. To my partners here, it's 54. We'll be done by 11. Menicha, Bachi, Maida Kasha Tubla Rambam, Mahadim, Borbishab, Staff, Kuflamid, hey. Ksubstafe, the Damp of Kapoket, the Stalpa brings the Kasha, all the Chremav in the Rambam. You have Shum Chaival because it's Mepharic. It says, Bishlam, the Taisis, the Chiv Matam Tils, the Sham, I'm moving. Why? The Dama pocket ain't a Nikra Nefesh. Lay Nechshav Chavalosai, the Tils, the Sham. Dam that's put in a proverbial bottle. Okay, I remember we're not talking about a bottle, we're talking about a bottle in the Guf. The dam that's in a bottle in the guf is not considered to be dam hanefesh. And therefore, by opening up that bottle, you're not being chayvel in the nefesh. And being chayvel is not, sorry, not being, not, you're not being neutled in the shama. You're just opening the proverbial blood bottle. Like Chris, you're in a hospital and there's a blood, the bag of blood around that you need for a transfusion or to for whatever. You're just opening up the bottle. But to the Rambam, that the Shechiv Chayvel Mitam Dush, he says, every Dush, when you squeeze a Eichel and the Mashka comes out, it's Mifka Pocket. That's the Mifka Kasha. Why should it be Potter? Mifka Pocket. He says, the tap, I'll tell you why. Mifka Pocket is not Dama Nefesh. Dam Nefesh is only dam, which is inside Michbar Chaver Nivland the Rivarim, and he says Kmeshkatayis V'Had Avaleikem Fired Eichel B'Teich Eichel. Shame Zem Shemfarik. It's not taking liquid out of a pre. Liquid out of a pre is in the pre. It could be Chayvul B'Meisha Potter. Somehow it's considered to be Chayvul Shemais because obviously there's no Nefesh when you're doing a mace because. It's not the same thing. If it's Mifka Pocket, it's not considered to be Dam HaNefesh, and therefore the Kasha, Menachas Chinuch asks the Kasha on the Rambam, which is what's the difference between Mifka Pocket and Chibur HaMichbur is for effort. Only Dam HaNefesh, according to the Rambam, is considered to be Chibur HaMichbur if the Dam is inside. If it's Mifka Pocket, it wouldn't consider to be a Chibura. Therefore, the Rambam has to say that Chabura Chayvel is Chay B'Shem B'Farik. Okay, Rabbi Say. So today we did three sheetahs and we did the basic Sugyat Gemara of Dam Mifka Pocket of Chabura Michbar, Timson Leimar, and numerous angles here in Hilchais Mechalkol and Hilchais Chabura and Hilchais Psechresha and Hilchais Dav Hashem Mischavin, but we concentrated on the question of what is Issa Chabura. I was talking to the editor-in-chief of our package here, Rabbi Katzen. We were kvetching together how there are so many different types. One second, Pesach, before we get to audiovisual. There are so many different types of sugyas that we can choose in ksubis each week, or two or three sugyas each week. But we decided to focus today, this week, on what the Isser of Chabura is. According to Rashi, it's Tseveya, Shver Rashi. According, and the question is whether that's applicable both in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Zayin, in Shema Yesh Ratzim, and here. According to Taisis, Netilas Neshama, and we had a kash on the Taisis, and according to the Rambam, the Shverest of all the Rambam holds, it is Chai Meshum Mefarik, which is the tale of Dash. And the question is, that's the case, what's the difference between Chibur and Michbar? Asked the Mechaz Chinuch, a Mifka pocket, and we saw the Mechaz Chinuch that dances around this, and the staple answers that Chilik is the site of only Chibur Michbar is Dama Nefesh. I do recommend the staple of Simulam Melcheslam, a test for you. Next Sunday, Shana Rabba. So I don't think we're going to be taping a share on next Sunday. We'll figure out a way to see if we can make up so we don't fall too far behind. Everybody have a good Yontif. Thank you again for my partners for coming on a very difficult day. Reb Jeff, a Yashar Koach, a good Yontif to you. Pesach, if you want to close down the Zoom line and stay open, just you and I, we can continue talking to make our arrangements.
I think we should talk on the phone. Good Yontif, Jeff.
Good Yontif, Jeff. Thank you very much. So, Pesach, please call me. Okay? Yashar Koach. Thank you. Okay, Rav Pesach, first of all, okay, sorry for all the confusion. I know I send you emails, which you sometimes simply do not have time to read. I got it.
Yeah.
I understand it. I understand it. I send it to everybody.
Thursday, because it's Yantif and Shabbos, and my office is...
My Tyra. You work for the Baruch Shalom, not for me. So you don't have... Let me finish. You have to let a person finish. So anything that you do is a bonus. The only person you have to answer to is the Lord, maybe your wife on occasion, not to me. So I appreciate everything you do. I can't know what you see and what you don't see. I try to send everything both to you and to Mordechai, unless it's something which I know for sure you're not going to be able to have time for. So I make a copy of everything, everybody. If you see it, you see it. I have no tinyus if you don't see it. It generally it works out in the end. Yeshu Koach. Okay.
I got it out.
Okay, fine. Very good. Now, I'm saying this again, and I'll explain to you so you don't think that I'm just telling you things to annoy you. The story with Rabbi Weiss is Rabbi Weiss has made it clear, he said it publicly on our shir now several times, that this shir is a big tercha for him because it requires him to be at home at 7 o'clock on Sunday. And he's not always home. And as he had last week, he has a big meeting in his house and all that. So I have to constantly be telling him how much we appreciate it. So when the money comes up, there's two dinim in it. Yes, giving it to him through Henry is important, but more importantly, he's letting him know that we're being makatype to him. By sending it to Henry, gets nivla, because Henry does not tell him.
Right, but that's why I gave you the number.
I understand, but that doesn't help. So it's my fault. I forgot to tell you, or I think I did, that I'm going there to troll. So I would rather have had a check and brought it into him. But now it's too late because we already put the money into Henry's account. Okay, so from now on, I'm just asking you, and most of the time that will be okay, even then we have to figure out a way to let him know. I'll just have to write him an email. But in this case, since I was going, it's better if I can hand it to them physically. Okay, end of the story. Now, how do I get a check for Rabbi Kalis? That's the question. So I have to find somebody coming out. One second.
Where are you right now?
I'm the country. So I have to find somebody coming from the country.
One second. Which country are you in?
What's the difference?
You're upstate New York, right?
Yes, that country. Not the country, right. Upstate New York, yes.
Upstate New York. And you're going to go to JFK?
No, I'm leaving from JFK on Wednesday afternoon. I'm coming home first to the city.
So maybe when you're coming home, instead of taking the George Washington Bridge, you come by my house. And then we'll either be home and give it to you, or you just take it off my porch.
Okay, so in other words, I'm coming home in Matzah Yom Tov, Tuesday night. I'm coming on Tuesday night. Tuesday. I come on Tuesday night. I should be able to pick it up Tuesday night from your house. Okay, do me a favor. Text me your address and your make sure to put the check. What do you have name of his kailo?
Well, there's a whole bunch of checks. There's a whole bunch of checks. Just give you all the checks, like 10, whatever, how many checks we have.
Oh, I see. They're not consolidated in anything. They're a bunch of checks, you mean. I see. Okay, how much did they total again? Remind me, 1,800?
I don't know. Hold on, I'll tell you in a second. My wife tells
everything. No, you wrote it. Just a matter of checking the email.
1,836.
Excellent, perfect. $800, nice amount. Okay, very good. I will pick it up, and I will write him right now that he can give out another $800 to his Israelite. Okay.
I can actually tell Rabbi
Lusha
Weiss he had 2,000.
Tell Lusha Weiss he has 2,000. Okay, they'll see it on Tuesday. So we have
some sponsorships that came through. We just have to make sure that the person paid for the sponsorships.
But 2,000 checks we have, right?
The checks we have in dispatch, yeah.
Okay, all right. I wish I would have known this yesterday that I would have written to him before Yantif. Okay, they'll take care of the Chalabai. It's also something. Okay, very good, Pesach. So
one of the Bnei Chabur sent us an email that he's in Eretz Yisrael now. He wanted to visit Rabbi Kalas. Is there a way for him to do that?
I'm not the Gab. I'm not Rabbi Kalas' Gab. I can't be arranging whatever. You should hunt him down. I don't know. I mean,
Tell him to email Rabbi Kalas,
right? I can't. Neither you or I have the ability to make appointments from here. We're not as a Gab.
No, just even if he's giving a public share. I sent the guy all the public shirim that Rav Asher Weiss is giving. Here's his shirim. Go to anyone you want. That's what I did with him.
Very good. Okay, Pesach, send me your, I gotta go, so send me your address and I'll be by Tuesday night, believe that, to pick it up. Okay?
Perfect. Have a good day.
Thank you very much for everything. Well, listen, Pesach, just to make clear, and if you have time, I don't know, maybe Matzah Yom Tov Taka, the Chalmei Shiurim are 10 and 11. Rabbi Stern's Mar B'Kaimus I sent. Rabbi Lodinsky doesn't give us Mar B'Kaimus. We wing it, so we'll figure it out. Okay?
How are you giving the shiur if you're leaving the house as well?
Well, on Wednesday, I'm giving the shiur on Wednesday morning before I leave. What's the problem?
Before you leave, and then Thursday?
I'll do it from there, as always.
Okay, very good.
Okay?
Okay, perfect.
Very good. Have it.
Thursday, I may not be able to come, but I have to see what.
Okay, it doesn't matter. As long as somebody's there to open it up, Mordechai will be there. Okay? Very good. A good Yom Tov. Thank you very much. Mommy! 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 You can come in. Okay. I got whatever you need. We could ask you to turn the pictures around. I bought three pictures there.
What do you want?
So turn around the flower pictures, like always. That's it.
What's a flower picture?
The paintings of the flowers that we turn around.
That is too hard.
Yeah? Okay.
Somebody paid this. It's like a lot of money. No wonder it looks so much like crazy.
Thanks for calling Dwayne Reed at the northeast corner of Broadway and 94th Street in Manhattan.
Para continuar en español, oprima 9.
Just a October is American Pharmacist Month. Please join in thanking our pharmacists for taking care of us and our community. Now, how can I help you today?
Pharmacist. Something else.
8 a.m. to 10 p.m. By the way, they're closed for a meal break every day from 1:30 p.m. to 2 p.m. Please remain on the line to speak with a member of our staff. We're sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. To stop the on-hold music while you're waiting, press the star key. Sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. We're sorry. Our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. Sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. Sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. Sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. We're sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. Our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. We're sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. We're sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you. Sorry, our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you.
Here, I'm just going to state a fact. It's not political. It's not an advertisement. It's just a fact. So there's this thing in the United States Senate called filibuster. It's a library. We talk about things like facts here. And it has been used over the years in a way that I think many of us would agree has been used to obstruct progress.
Other calls. Please hold on and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you.
Yeah, so to your point, I early on asked my team, I love Venn diagrams. I really love Venn diagrams. You know, the circles, right? Three usually. Remember Venn diagrams, those three circles, right? And then let's just see where they overlap. You will not be surprised because I have constructed a Venn diagram on this. Remember those three circles, how they overlap? I love Venn diagrams. So I just do, whenever you're dealing with conflict, pull out a Venn diagram, right? And so, you know, the three circles. And so I asked my team, right? They're fantastic. He sees the Venn diagram of it all. He sees that there are those circles. And maybe people seem that they're a little different. They live in different parts of the country. They may be different age or different race. But that area in the middle, that overlap. And I asked my team to do a Venn diagram of where these attacks are happening. So voting rights, women's reproductive rights, LGBTQ rights. And, of course, there was a huge intersection. You know, I asked my team to do a Venn diagram.
Staff is answering other calls. Please hold on, and we'll be with you shortly. There are more than three callers ahead of you.
I've actually asked my team to do a Venn diagram. I love Venn diagrams. I just love Venn diagrams. You know, the three circles, right? Sometimes there are more.
We're sorry. Our staff is answering other calls. Please hold on and we'll be sure. There are more than three callers ahead of you.
You don't leave me the time to me. You don't know how to make time. You don't know anything about time. Just
you to do whatever you
yes.
Do if you have to take things off.
Right, right. You don't really need to take things off of Columbine.
We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you. We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you. We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you. We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you. Sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you. We're sorry to keep you waiting, but all of our staff are assisting other customers. We will be with you shortly. There are two callers ahead of you.